Let's summarize it and go further. Before we go further, I just want to clear up one misunderstanding from yesterday. I never said a person shouldn't go to the Kaisel. I didn't say a person shouldn't go to the Bikiva. That wasn't what I was trying to get across. I was trying to get across, before you do something, ask yourself, can I do this? And if I'm going to do it, how do I do it so that I don't nikhshal in things that you don't want to be nikhshal in? Maybe find another way to get there. Maybe find a different way. You know, that's all. Don't act as a robot. Just because you're going to the coastal doesn't mean that everything else is now mutter. When you get on a bus today, when you get on the bus in Yerushalayim, it's not posh. How many surah derises you can be over just getting onto a bus in Yerushalayim? I'm not being extreme. I watched it the other day. I couldn't believe what was going on. Today, to get on the bus, they don't open the front door. They only open the back doors at the middle. Look at these long double-decker bus kind of things. Everybody gets in and off on the same door.
How do you pay the driver?
You don't pay the driver. You put your rough card on the back there, on the little machine at the back.
You mean like on the train?
I don't know about the trains. I'm not talking about what I don't know. I've never seen the trains. Probably it's as bad on the trains as well. But on the buses I saw, so people getting off, people are getting on. There's men and women pushing and shoving and rubbing and whatever. How many is the rice you can do? Are you just getting into a bus today? Blink of honor. No one's going in the hymn, Muchen and Mezum and the Kai Mitzvahs. Ever's Dover. I'm just saying, Jew has to think a little bit. Think a little bit. These are the same as the Jews never had before. You have to ask yourself, how do I do this? That's all. This is a Shulchan Aruch. Thanks for your help, by the way.
Oh,
he put it there on purpose, and I want to park there because he's cutting trees and the trees are falling. Correct. That's what I would have done. I used to do it on my bicycle. I used to wait for the trucks, and you're hard up, so you get up the hill, you hold on the back of the trucks.
You do it in India, I go on the roof.
Anyway, whatever. Anyway, I don't want to get stuck here. I never said you shouldn't go to the Kaisel. I didn't say you have to ask a Rav if you can go to the Kaisel. I just said, think before you do anything. I just use that as an example, okay? And I had strong backup that I was right. That if you go to the Kaisel, tzat machshava, how you do that without, whatever. Anyway, yesterday we saw Gemara. The Gemara says that there were Amoraim that said, let Mashiach come, Ula v'Robba, and let me not live to see it. In other words, I'm not going to be able to handle the Nisoyen of Reichev al HaChomo, that the world's going to be in such a abyss of Gashmias, it's going to be hard to have any zig of Kedusha in the world. And Rav Yosef turned around and said, let him come and I'll sit in the shade of the donkey's excrement. I wanted to know what that meant. Chazal hold me voishel oisado shebo ye chevle Mashiach. Chazal trembled from that generation that would be the ones to experience us, the birth pangs of Mashiach. And hold me a matzef aruchoni a yirut shebo niye shruim kashivo Mashiach tzidkeinu umishum kachem omru yesi velo ichamneya. They saw the level of ruchnis that the generation would have, and they say, how are you going to survive in a generation like that? And therefore, let him come, but let me not live to see it. Lumasam Sover of Yosef, Shamna Bechinas Ose Toiva, Chain Matzavim Shel Bnei Yisrael, Ye Yoyred Bedoyred Shel Mashiach. Ma'od Choshuv to understand this Nakuda. You can pick a person up to incredibly high levels if you understand this. In Achinami, the Ose Toiv of previous generations we can't achieve. You want to write to Rabbi Akiva Eiger today? I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if there's anyone alive today that can do what Rabbi Akiva Eiger did in generating Kedusha or any of the other Gedoli Yisrael. It's just, we don't have it. There's no 13-year-olds running around here that know Shas Bal Peh. In Lit for the War, it wasn't uncommon. They bottled the Shidduch once from somebody because they thought he was 14. They found it afterwards he was 15. Knowing Shas Bal Peh when you're 15 wasn't a grace of Zach. They wanted someone who was 14 who knew Shas Bal Peh, and they vatled the Shidduch. Today we don't even know what we're talking about. We don't know what you're talking about today. The Bichlal not Shaykh. Simcha Wasserman said that when he was a kid, they used to learn 18 hours a day with a piece of bread in the morning and a cup of tea. And they learned 18 hours a day. Today, with everything we've got, who can learn 18? You shouldn't learn 18 hours a day. You'll be mazik yourself if you try. I've heard that from Gedolei Yisrael, a bocher today should sleep 8 hours, should live properly. We could not have the strength, you know, the physical strength. Yoyret chul shel olam. There's a weakness that's come into the world. It's exactly, that's the way it's supposed to be. So in the Osek Toiv, in the generating energy, taking raw energy and generating Kedusha, we can't do that. Avar boidu say sumera, but in the area of sumera, you know what we've got today? What did your grandfather have to do in the world of Sumera when he was living in Morocco 100 years ago, in Lit 100 years ago? What did he have to do Sumera from? Not hang out in the pub with a Polish guy? There was a Sumera in his soul? What did he have? He went to work. He was so busy trying to make a living, he didn't have time for anything else. He came home, he ate, he learnt, and he went to bed. Sumera? Where was there Sumera? There was nothing to turn away from. Until the First World War, the scholars started. That's when this new Tukufa came in. Today, Sumera? Today, just walking from your house to the Makolot, you can turn away from 150 Issa Deraisas. Sumera today? just keep your house clean is almost impossible today. Today in the world of Sumera, you know how much energy you can generate just by saying no. And by the way, that's Kedusha. Because what is Kedusha? Kedusha is separating oneself. When you're a Kaddish woman, what do? You don't do anything. It's a Sumera. You cut her off from everything else. That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha means moved out, separated. Today you just say no, and you're already... So the Kabbalah's we can be makriv. In front of Hashem in the Sumera, is that's the ikar void of this generation, to matar ourselves and to be mafrish from kol ha'chayim reis. The more you cut yourself off from all the chukas ha'goyim, you get away and you're going to take from there. Maybe that's what Corona's coming to teach us, I don't know. I don't have to ask Gedolim what Corona is coming to teach us, but for me, I'm taking the message. Everyone has to take a message here. You don't think it's for the Chinese. You think Corona is for the Chinese? Hashem man yenate Hashem with the Chinese? So the Yidden. The Gemara says Hashem always brings prionias rochoik, and then we'll do tshuva if you don't get the message, because it's closer and closer until we do tshuva. So why wait till it gets to our doorstep? Let it be in China and we'll do tshuva. What do you have to wait for? So every dress, you work it out yourself. If you think it's because you're eating too many whatever scorpions and snakes, whatever the Chinese eat, so stop eating them, if that's the message for you. I don't believe that's a message. Maybe we have to mechazak kashrus, ich weiß nicht. For me, the Ika message is bidud. Bidud! Everyone's cutting themselves off from everybody else. So what's the message? Cut yourself off from all the shtus in the world. Not like, take on one small thing. One, you can't. We never change big from one minute, kotzer la kotzer. Find one little thing in the day, 1 minute of your day. Cut it out, Sumera. One small nekuda, pischelu pesach, kachudosh omachat. Yeah, you heard that before? Just open for me a pinprick, Hashem says, that's all. So give me a pinprick of Sumera. That's what I'm learning from the, that's what me, myself, personally, no one has to, I'm not, Yosef Gedolei Yisrael, what the klal has to do here. But for me personally, I think that's a big message. Stickle Sumera. Fine. So that's what we said yesterday. That's all summary. Let's go weiter. Yeser al kain chav base. Sorry, two paragraphs from the bottom. Yeser al kain. But savenu ye b'matzav shel oni v'rechev al chomol. Our situation is oni, poor man riding on a donkey. Lo nucha lichyot lo kolin yoni achoyim reisalolu hem yekifu etanim mekol ova. The chomrios that we're facing today, the challenges we face today, are things that you can barely live without. Television wasn't a big, it was a nisoin for a lot of people, it wasn't a big nisoin because you could live without it. You had it, you didn't have it, it was kef, you know, you wanted it, it was entertainment, you had a table for it, but you could survive without it, it wasn't so hard. You try and survive today without the internet. Try and survive today without the internet. Try and do anything today without the internet. You want to get a visa, you can't. You want to talk to anybody, you don't have WhatsApp, there's no one to talk to. There's no one to talk to, you try and fundraise. It's not shaykh to fundraise today without WhatsApp. When I go to America, Dod Freeland, he wasn't interested in this stuff. He's not interested in the technology, whatever. I said, fine. Last year we managed to survive. This year we're making phone calls. Afakhadlone. No one answers the telephone. I said, David, do me a favor. Let's send out 20 WhatsApps to 20 of our donors and see what happens. Within 5 minutes, we had 16 replies. We've been phoning the house for 2 days and got nowhere. It's not shaykh today. It's Anavelt. I remember when I first went to South Africa fundraising, I used to use my friend's office. I used to use the phone, I used to have a computer, you needed a desk, it was a ganze business. Today you can lie in bed. You send out one WhatsApp to 50 people, you wait for the replies. You don't have to go there even. Hi, I'm in Johannesburg. You know, meanwhile, you're sitting in a mountain somewhere in the Bahamas. It's ridiculous. This guy's got an law office in America. You think his clients know that he doesn't live in America? I'm saying it's meshuggah to them. So how do you live without all these? I'm just using that was one small example. It's very hard to live without the things that we're supposed to be protected from. So it's not a simple decision. Not
the kids see it.
I know. Yeah. It's mamash. It's a law. It's a law. Bichlal lo pashut. Let it come soon, but let me not live to see it. We're the guys that they didn't want to be in the Nachinami. This is hard. It's everywhere. The question we have to ask ourselves is different. Not do you get rid of it, but am I like an oni sitting and ruling over this chomeris? The marshal of Reichev Olav means I'm ruling the chomeris. I'm going to use it to be Oved Hashem. Maybe the Chomer is going to be riding on me. The donkey is going to be on my back. Do we control the Gashmis and use it and direct it and aim it where we want it to go? And use it for Kedusha? Or is it going to use us? So that's a very, very important Yosod. We're going to be Sumeira. We're going to use the Choymriyos, but we're going to use it for proper, the right things. How to use it? Where to use it? That's what I was trying to say yesterday about, you know, it's okay to go to the Koisel. You have to stop and think, how am I going to utilize the resources we have? There's nothing more Kaddish than the Koisel, and you can go there and it can be Kulu Gashmis riding on your back. Or you can use the internet and it can be Kulu Kaddish. Who knows? Who knows?
I'm going to describe the symbolism of Oni.
Oni, I don't know if he's. Yeah, I think so. I haven't learned to say it before. This is my first.
This is about Oni because.
Okay.
The Oni, you've got a person who's.
I mean, Pashtus, Oni. Pashtus, I don't know. We'll see. He looks like he's going to talk about it. I haven't learned to say it and I don't prepare. So.
No.
If I would prepare, I wouldn't need to have the shiur because then I've already done it. I'm coming out to do it for myself. I've told you that. A lot of these concepts are familiar because we've heard him speak about them many times and they're in the other svarim, but as he brings it down, yeah, I've never seen the sefer before. Oni is always a representation in Chazal of someone who's lacking in mitzvahs.
Which is not...
We'll see, not we'll see. No, this is a generation that's more odd Oni. Let's see. I'm just saying, that's the Pashtus, Muskol Rishon. I don't know, but let's see. Ubiyese b'nira shehudgash kana to Oni bedafka. Okay, you asked, you get. La fuke mito evyoi. You know, there's two descriptions of an oni. Pesach's coming soon, Purim's coming soon. Rav Kaplan will speak next week. He'll tell you the difference between an oni and evyoin. Halacha lemaisa. You have to give matonis levyoinim, not to anim. Oni doesn't get matonis levyoinim. You've got to be an evyoin. It's a higher dargur of a nitz. Evyoin he ta'ev lekol dover kva ein lo chush b'yikoyres hu lokech mikol abo leyad. Even if someone has nothing, he takes whatever you give to him. Aleinu leis dafka beged oni. We have to dafka be an oni, kamo lechem oini. Leis mestapping bemute. An oni is somebody he has, but he has to be like an oni who learns to live with a little. Anu mukhroch li meshtamesh bekol emtsoim ha-technologim leminayim, ach tafkideinu li shloit behem. We have to use whatever you is. No one says don't use it. No one says go live in a tent in the jungle and disconnect from the world or whatever. You live in a world, use the world. But you have to use it properly. You know, why using it, how you're using it, what you're using it for. It's got to be used correctly. In a proper way and only when you need. It doesn't say it'll come to generation, the Mashiach will come and destroy the chomor. It says it'll be reichev. What's reichev? You have a jockey. Everybody know what a jockey is?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a little guy about this big and he rides a horse about this big. Yeah. What's his job? Just to make sure that the horse goes where it's supposed to go. The jockey's got no power. The horse has got all the power. The horse is doing the running and the work and everything. What's a jockey's job? Just make sure that the horse goes where he's supposed to go, because he would go anywhere. That's reichev. That's pshat reichev. Reichev means I decide where we, how we're going to use this. It doesn't say that the Mashiach is through the Chomorat and he's walking or he's driving a Cadillac. He's Reichev al Chomor. He rules over the Chomorias. Not the Chomorias ruling over me. I decide how to use what and when and how. It doesn't tell me what to do. I tell it what to do. Ani Balabait. It's not Poshut. It's not Poshut because the Yetzirah lets you think you're the Balabais and eventually he becomes a Balabais. We've seen too many. We know. I told you, I needed to get somebody into therapy for an internet addiction or whatever. I found a guy who works just with Bochrim. He works just with Bochrim. A highly recommended, highly qualified guy, lives in Kiryat Sefer, and he works with Bochrim that have an internet addiction. He told him he's got a 1-year waiting list.
Whoa.
So my guess is it's not like an isolated problem, you know, like here and there. The guy's working 3-4 hours a day. I don't know how much he works, but even if he's seen 3-4 people and he's got a year waiting list, it's a statistic. That's quite, that we know already, but I'm saying just we know that we have a problem in our hands. So it's not so possible to be Reichov on this Chomo, but a person needs to learn how.
It's like a board to change the direction. You have to go very
switch,
but it's not one time. It's a take a lot of time, and it's a problem.
It's every single day. B'chol yom is gabe yitzroy alov. Every day the Yitzhak strengthens himself to come and fight with you. The bikesh lahamisoy, and he wants to kill you. If Hashem doesn't help you, you couldn't. So we know the only way we can do it is with Hashem's help. That's the vort here. That's the vort of getting to understand Rabbi Yosef here. It's describing a generation. It's describing the daughter. Yeah. It's telling us what we need to do. Ach, tafkideinu lishlot behem, lorocha lohem, mishtam Hashem, rak kefi haroi u kefi hatzorach. To use them only according to what's fitting and what's needed. Lois reichev al hachoma, ein pirush al havatel es hachoma. We're not yet to mevatel the choma. No, I don't think do what I do, but ela shel ha'oved es hachoyme letzache shomayim, ulahar kivala zevoy es Hashem. To use it for tzache shomayim, and to be mar kivav, to ride it for avoid es Hashem. And we're right on the beginning here. In other words, if this was the end of the sefer, we'd be in trouble because the first question is, what are you talking about? How do you do this? What's going on? This is in the Hagdama. So hopefully he'll be telling us what we're doing here. And we're going to be able to do this. Using and living a life in this generation, that the Mashiach will come. What we were doing the last few days is trying to show how you need to extract new concepts from the Torah. There's things that have never been Megala in the Torah before that we need to be Megala. Like the Avinu Malkeinu story, remember? Because he was there in that matzev, he was able to say a pshat that no one else could have said a pshat before because the Metzias gave birth to that pshat. So too, the new Metzias today is giving birth to new ideas that we could never have said before. Eizach Chaimri Es Hisalanu. She's what chomrius did my grandfather have to struggle with and battle with it? He had to mamite in the chomrius. He had to rule over his chomrius. He was lucky if he had a piece of bread. He was ruling over chomrius. That wasn't their problem. They had bigger problems. They were worried about how to get a bit of chomrius. So how are you going to explain to him? Oni Reichav al Achomer. He's an Oni already. Oni Kepshuto. Evyoy. And now you're going to tell him Lishvayt al Achomer Shalcha. Mistak but bemiut. That comes with the territory. Mistak but bemiut wired into the system. Today we know what it's talking about. We know that we plunging into abyss of Gashmias. You mean to a kiddish in America lately? Where have you just come back from?
London.
Same thing.
I went to
Kiddush. I'm saying, yeah.
Beyond ridiculous.
Was,
not just
challenge,
but three different types of
challenge. Only three, never. They've been stuck with a mute. Baruch Hashem, they finally got the message. It's time for Shalosh Shulas by the time we finish Kiddush. Yeah, okay. Now you have to wash it at Kiddush now because the halachic shal is about maybe... Tov. So today we know what the problem is. You got a chasana today. That's called a chasana. That's called the Jewish chasana today. Of course, Shabbat is still better, but I'm saying it's called the chasana.
Anyway. What's wrong with chasana?
No, you said it's like a chasana in America lately. No, I'm just saying. Even today, there are a lot of chasanas in law or whatever. Whatever. Ma yukva nois oila mazeh. What did he have from Olam Hazeh? What did the Jew have? Aval hayom kol mei she'einayim lo roye keitzed olam kulo tovei b'chomeres u'b'zoyim she'im mamash k'psulos hachomo. Today you see, if your eyes are half open, you see the world's plunging into a pit of chomeres. V'ashem anu. Yidden used to have money, even the wealthy Yidden, they didn't display it. They drove simple cars, they lived in simple houses like everybody else. The first thing a Yid does today when he gets a bit of money is he knocks down his house and builds one 3 times bigger than the next door neighbor's house. The first thing they do, you go into a new neighborhood. You know, Jews, they finished their degrees, they started, you know, they moved into the neighborhood, they took mishkantas. You know, they lived in the same old house that the goyim had been living in there for 100 years or whatever, you know, and all they got the same houses, very nice. Mamash, like a nice from neighborhood. They knock at one house to build the shul, and then they carry on 2 houses maybe to build the shul. And then suddenly one guy becomes a partner in the law firm or whatever. The first thing he does is he moves in with his in-laws, shatters the house, okay, and builds a 12-story mansion. The first thing he does. And that's where the problems start. That's where it starts. The guy drives through and he says, 1 second, what's going on here? Look at that house. Well, and the next door neighbor's wife says, why can't we have a house like that? And then it starts. Then he has to borrow, he has to get into debt, and he has to do things under the table, and then they'll end up, whatever. So you have to reichav al achoimrois. Why are you building a 3-story mansion that everybody could see? What you do in your house, I don't care. But basements, because you can't see the basement. I'm just saying, it's the Lopez said it. And the Rabbonim don't show it anymore. Maybe in Gates said the Rabbonim still show it. I don't know. But in the rest of the world, the Rabbonim can tell you what to do. And Gates said you couldn't refurbish your house without an issue from the roof. You couldn't paint your house outside without an issue from the roof.
No, we're building in Gates.
There's a roof there, no? Didn't somebody take over when he went to London? Whatever. I'm just saying, that's what it used to be like. And Gates said you couldn't sell your house. The house had to be sold just to go through the roof so that people couldn't do any price hiking and stuff like that. That's how Yidden used to live. Inside your house, do what you want. But outside, everyone has to look. It's got to be poshut. Be poshut. Today, the first thing you do is buy a big fancy car and refurbish your house. That's called the stuck paper mill. That's not only Reichev al Achoma. That's the Choyme Reichev al Achoma. And don't be the first one that does it. Everyone's doing it already, so whatever. Okay, but to be the first one in the shchuna to break them? Wow. We have a concept that says, see the maise and mention the alocha. It means we're learning our Torah from the world. Rav Tzadok says the person can learn, the same way as you can learn about the world from Torah, because it's talked about Reisa Boro Lomoy. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. If you look at the world, you can learn Torah. You look at the world today and you see what's going on. You can extrapolate that back and extract new Torahs. Not new Torahs, it's just new Giluim of Torah. The unique situations we're dealing with, we have to find it in the Torah. We can't know them raya no seilu. From having to struggle and grapple with new issues, new stories in chinuch, new questions coming up, you have to find it in the Torah. Kamo teraseinu hi Torah's chayim v'imoyres darcheinu atzof kol adoyres. Don't tell me the Torah didn't think about and take into account what's going to be in this generation. The Torah's chayim, it's infinite, it's eternal. All the problems we have, the Torah has solutions to. We have to go look for them though. You can't take what worked for the previous generations and apply them to this generation. It's a disaster. Absolute disaster. I used to get hit as a kid. Anybody here? Anybody got hit? That's all turned out normal. You resented it. You were angry. Never in my life. Never ever got angry because I got hit. I knew that I had to listen. I knew that I didn't. I knew that I got caught. I got a clap. Seven. Angry, resentful to your father because he gave you a patch. Why? that was the rules of the rules of engagement. You know you have to listen to your parents. You know you're not going to. You know, if you get caught, you pay the price. Simple. That was. Yeah, you know, everyone know what I'm talking about?
Just to get the cane.
The cane at school, you're right. I got caught smoking. I was 14. I got caught smoking. I went to one of these real British guys used to wear these lawyer jackets and teaching whatever. Real from British school or whatever. I got caught smoking when I was 14. I got whipped. I wasn't upset. I knew you're not allowed to smoke at school. You get caught, you get whipped. I'm not the zig of resentment to the headmaster. I thought of, you know, blowing up a building, jumping off a building. No, that's the problem. That's the, today, you flick a kid on his ear, he's you're finished. Call the cops. I'm not joking. It's not their fault. I'm not tiny's against the kids. It's our problem. We don't know how to give a good punch. The world's changed. So tell me, keep hitting. Yeah, we'll beat our way out of this problem. Understand, it doesn't work. So go find in the Torah where the Torah says you're supposed to hit. Now the Torah is telling you don't hit, it's also to hit. Torah is telling you it's also to hit. Now go find out how do you do this. Children always knew that they had to listen. It was a given, children knew they had to listen to their parents, like I said. Didn't mean you always would. But they knew you had to. Today a child doesn't know that he has to listen to his parents. He doesn't know. Not because he's bad. Not because he's belligerent or delinquent. He just doesn't know. He's honest. Ulo yoda. Why do I have to listen to you? Ulo mivin. He's not being arrogant. He's not being facetious. He doesn't understand why he should listen to you. No, it's a mitzvah in the world. It's a unique matzah in the world today. It's no one's fault. That's just the mitzvah. So now you have to win over the heart and the mind of the child who doesn't need to listen to you. That's never been before. Where are you going to find it? Go find it in the Torah. Go find it in the Torah. Go find it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't criticize Klal Yisrael for 40 years. Why not? Because he learned from Yankev Avinu, who didn't say anything to Reuven. What was he worried about? Maybe Reuven will go join Esav. Maya? Yaakov Avinu knows how to give Tochocha properly, I assume. And he would have given Reuven a little chat, and Reuven would have said, oh, that's it, I'm leaving, I'm going off the Derech, I'm going to live with Esav. What? Yeah. How can you understand that 50 years ago, 100 years ago, you understood that Rashi? Ech. Which yid, even my generation, your generation, can't understand that Rashi? You give your chit to Chach, you tell him, listen, Yankel, I don't like what you did, please, I asked you not to, you know, come in the house with muddy shoes, please, I'm asking you, before you come into the house, clean your shoes. That's it, the guy moves into a monastery? He leaves Yiddishkeit, he goes, lives in an ashram somewhere. How do you understand that 50 years ago? Today you have a problem understanding that? Today you have a problem understanding that, Rashi? It's a double posh, it's obvious. Of course. Anybody out there still?
Yeah. Revolver speaks about yelling and hitting, he says it destroys kids.
That was always the case. I'm not talking about yelling and screaming, I'm not talking about yelling or screaming. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to yell and scream at Klal Yisrael. Yaakov wasn't going to call in Reuven and lose his top and scream and shout at Reuven. Yaakov was the machanach. If he'd called in Reuven to tell him, listen, I'm not happy what you did, he would have done it very nicely and sweetly and pleasantly. And he didn't do it because he was scared that Reuven would, not that Reuven would get upset, maybe Reuven would stop, maybe he would read newspapers on Shabbos or whatever. That's all what he was worried about. No, he's going to go live with Esav. Just because Yaakov told him, hey, you know, please, you know, that's not how we behave in this house. How'd you understand that? You could understand that 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Today, who doesn't understand that Rashi? It's a double poshut. It's a double portion today. The Metzias brings out new Torah, new understandings in the Torah. Maimre Chazal Tzichin Ledabar Aleinu. Chazals need to talk to us. Haim Tzichin Lelagat B'chaim Shelanu. It has to be real for me. HaMetzias Mochicha She'al Yedei His Boinenus Ma'amika Yosef B'Nivre Chazal U'B'Metzias Chayenu Anu Megalim Ad Kama Torah Medaberes Aleinu Kan. You meditate on the Torah, you analyze the Torah, you go deep in the Torah, you'll see it's talking mamash to you personally. Achshav Hayom, now. But if you don't make the effort, you don't think about it, you don't analyze it, without that, the Torah and what it's trying to teach us stays very far from us. It's hidden. That's the rotzen of the sefer. We want to take these ideas that we just brought here and apply them to our lives today and see how the Torah tells us to deal with it. Sounds like worthwhile something to do. Okay. So no one wants to carry on with the safe, and we'll maybe go back to Vice UD, eh?
Hey, back to the Kiddush is out of hand. A few years ago somebody showed me an article on the Wall Street. On the Wall Street. Okay. Kiddush is